Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, in a short 24 hours since they announced they'd be seeking Fine Gael's presidential nomination, former Government Minister Heather Humphreys has sailed ahead of MEP Sean Kelly with widespread endorsements across the party, and with Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil still holding out on their own plans, where now for the presidential election? Well, let's get more on this now with Irish Times political correspondent Harry McGee. Good morning, Harry.
Hi, Claire.
So it was an exciting day yesterday, and then we had the momentum building. Is it more or less looking like a done deal, though, for Heather Humphreys? I know the Irish Times were saying last night that there were about 40 ministers, TDs and senators declaring support for her, as opposed to Sean Kelly, who seemed to have about six.
Yeah, and Sean Kelly was being sanguine about it, saying that, you know, that he'd take those figures with a grain of salt at this stage, saying that it was still all to play for. But it does, as you say, look like the deal has been sealed and that Heather Humphreys' lead looks unassailable. It reminds us a little bit of what happened when Leo Varadkar stepped down as Fine Gael leader and Taoiseach in March of last year, and the succession race was really over before it even began, with a pile-on of support for Simon Harris so quickly that any putative rival just departed from the race. And already it looks like I don't want to be previous about this because things could change, but It does look like Heather Humphreys just can't be caught. The threshold is very high to get on the slate for the internal Fine Gael nomination process. To become a candidate within Fine Gael, you need the support of 20 members of the parliamentary party, 25 councillors and 5 members of the party's ruling council, the executive council. The executive council part and the council part are relatively easy because there's lots of numbers, but there are only 59 members of the parliamentary party, and two of them, Simon Harris, the leader, and Martin Hayden, who is the director of elections, don't become involved in the nomination process. So that leaves 57. And you have to get the backing of 20 members of the parliamentary party in total. Heather Humphreys has over 40. She might even have 45 at this stage, which means it would be mathematically impossible for Sean Kelly to reach that threshold of 20. I think the system was introduced after the 2011 election when Gay Mitchell emerged as a candidate, and I think at the time the party leadership would have preferred Mairead McGuinness or even Pat Cox to have been the preferred candidate. And it was changed at a time when Fine Gael had over 70 TDs and over 20 senators, so they had a very big parliamentary party at the time. So I think the desire to have a contest within Fine Gael has been hamstrung, really, Claire, by its own rules, which were designed at a different time when the party was in a better place. And I think, unfortunately, it looks like Sean Kelly might not even make it to the hustings.
Right, but is there another 2 weeks to run in this process within Fine Gael?
There is, yeah. So they allow 2 weeks to give the candidates time to assemble, all that's required in relation to nominations, get the 25 councillors, the members of the executive council and the members of the parliamentary party. But if a candidate can't get those, can't pass the threshold, they just can't go into the race.
Okay.
And if Heather Humphreys has pledge nominations at this stage, and these are people who have gone public with their declarations of support for her, it's a public process, I think it's going to be very hard for Sean Kelly to persuade people to change their mind. And then from an individual perspective, those parliamentarians, you know, will be accused of flip-flopping if they declared for one candidate at the start of the process and then suddenly changed their allegiance to the other candidate within that period of 2 weeks. So I think it's a very difficult Everestian mountain for Sean Kelly to climb mm-hmm. even at this early stage.
But as we're both saying, things might change. You just never know. You know, 2 weeks is a very long time in politics. Well, so let's see how it goes.
Well, as the events of last week and the unfortunate Indeed. News surrounding Mairead McGuinness and the fact that she had to withdraw from the race, that came as a shock to everybody. But mm-hmm. it did change the dynamic and did change the nature of this particular presidential campaign.
Well, let's say Fine Gael then are sorted pretty much, or well on the way to being sorted when it comes to finding a candidate for the presidential election. What of Fianna Fáil and what of Sinn Féin?
Yeah, so Fianna Fáil have kept their cards very close to their chest. So there's a very small group around the leader and Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, who are in the process of deciding what the party will do. And its decision is the same decision as that of Sinn Féin. There's a choice. It will either run its own candidate or not run a candidate. And that decision has not been taken as yet. Names have been bandied around, but there's very little real information as to the thinking of Micheál Martin in relation to Fianna Fáil. There is overwhelming support within the parliamentary party that the party run a candidate. And we saw, for example, Billy Kelleher and Barry Andrews both state strongly yesterday that they believe the party should run a candidate. And I've spoke to well over 20 parliamentarians the week before last, all of whom publicly said they would prefer a candidate. But the party's leadership has reserved its position in relation to that. We don't know if Fianna Fáil will run a candidate or not. There's a little bit of frustration within the parliamentary party that they're being excluded a little from the process that has been taken at leadership level. The first parliamentary party meeting is not scheduled to take place until the 16th and 17th of September. And they're arguing that it's too late at that stage for any meaningful debate in relation to whether the party should run a candidate or not. And Billy Kelleher, for example, has asked for an urgent meeting of the parliamentary party to be held within the next week or two mm-hmm. to discuss the issue. But we do know that Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, will make his intentions known in the last week of August or perhaps in the early days of September. So then we'll know exactly where Fianna Fáil stand in relation to this.
Well, maybe Heather Humphreys, you know, if she starts her campaign, which some are suggesting she might do today if she appears at the agricultural show in Virginia, that might gee Fianna Fáil along a little bit, you know, and put the pressure on.
For sure. The party is biding its time. It has pointed out that in 1997, that Mary McAleese was not unveiled as the Fianna Fáil candidate until the middle of September, and that she had a profile, but it wasn't a political profile at the time, and she succeeded in putting in a very strong campaign, and they're hoping that this might be a successful strategy for the party this time around. But that was 1997,
different
and
times.
This is 2025, and you're talking about different eras and a different dynamic in relation to media campaigns and political campaigns. So there is a sense of impatience within the ranks of Fianna Fáil that they should make a declaration and make it very quickly. Okay. Interestingly, if the party does decide, Claire, to sit it out, it does open the possibility of Fianna Fáil controlled councils backing an independent candidate who isn't aligned to, for example, Fine Gael or any of the other parties, but would be kind of acceptable to Fianna Fáil. If Fianna Fáil has its own candidates, I don't think that particular channel would be open. But if Fianna Fáil doesn't run a candidate, you could see a dark horse emerging through the county council route. That way, of course, you need to get the backing of four of the 31 councils to get a nomination. And it has been used before in 2018, 2011 by the likes of Rosemary Scallon, by Sean Gallagher and by others, of course.
Right. So that'll be very interesting and will be watched very closely by those independent candidates who are hoping that they'll get in through that route. We have a statement from Sean Kelly in the last little while. He says he's still fighting the good fight, waiting to hear back from more potential supporters. And he signed off his statement today saying this was from Sean Kelly and his 12 apostles, confirming that he has the backing of a dozen of the Fine Gael parliamentary party, which would make mathematical sense given what you've explained to us in the last little while, because as we know, Heather Humphreys has over 40.
Yes, so there's 57 available votes. So we would have to persuade another eight to turn, as it were, and to switch their allegiance from Heather Humphreys to him. And as I said, that will be a tall order.
Now, Sinn Féin, we want to mention as well, because there are reports today that they're considering backing Catherine Connolly, but they haven't ruled out running their own candidate either, have they?
No. So the National Officer Board, which is comprised of the leadership and senior officials from the party, is expected to present a report to the party's Ord Cóirlear next week, and is also expected to make a recommendation. And that recommendation will be a binary one, as with Fianna Fáil, whether the party runs its own candidate or endorses another candidate. So there is momentum. There are some people within the party who believe that the best strategy for it would be to support Catherine Connolly as a united left candidate. There were some people within the party who weren't sure about Catherine Connolly's position in relation to a United Ireland, which would be a core principle for Sinn Féin in relation to endorsing any candidate. But she has made some public statements in relation to United Ireland that seem to have assuaged any concerns of at least some of the TDs and senators to whom I've been speaking, and who would be warm to a Catherine Connolly candidacy. So there is that particular school of thought within Sinn Féin, but then there are others who believe very strongly that the party should run its own candidate. But the difficulty it has with Fianna Fáil is that it would need to have somebody who, with a sufficiently high profile, who would have a wide reach beyond the core Sinn Féin support. And there aren't a huge amount of people who would fit that particular bill. Mary Lou MacDonald obviously would be a really strong candidate, but it would be a risk for the party to run its own leader. She could do potentially really well in a presidential campaign, but if the performance for one reason or another was suboptimal, that could have knock-on effects in relation to the party in terms of Doyle and Oireachtas politics. So that's a risk that the party would have to assess. And is it something that she wants to do? Does she want to be president? Because in a couple of years' time, there's a possibility that she could become Taoiseach. So the party has to take that into consideration when doing its political calculus as well. There have been approaches to others. I have heard from Sinn Féin people that there have been approaches to Rose Conway Walsh, its enterprise spokesperson and TD for Mayo, who would make a very credible candidate, but would probably not have the same profile, for example, as Heather Humphreys or Catherine Connolly at present. So that is another possibility for the party. But they will reveal, the Sinn Féin will reveal its hand, I think, towards the end of next week.
Okay, the end of next week. Well, certainly getting interesting. And Harry, thank you for taking us through it all. Harry McGee there from the Irish Times. Coming up a little bit later on in the programme, from the thousands of unread emails to the countless blurry photographs that most of us have, how often do you do a digital declutter? Well, we find out when you should do it and how you can make it a little easier on yourself. Next, though, why treatment for type 2 diabetes could be facing a shake-up.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.